Today we have a very short passage from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, just a few verses. It was part of the Lord's Last Supper discourse, some of the Lord's final words to the apostles before he was to undergo his betrayal, the arrest, the crucifixion. And so what does the Lord tell the apostles? He wants to prepare them. He wants to strengthen them for the times ahead, because the Lord knows that they too will be persecuted, that the church will be persecuted just as Jesus himself was persecuted. He says, if the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. So when the Lord here is referring to the world, there are two different ways that Scripture talks about the world. One is that when we think of the world as the beauty of God's creation, it is, of course, something good. God created the world, he created the universe, and it is magnificent. The world is a gift from God. The creatures of the world, the human race, that the Lord created these things as good. But when the Lord is referring to the world in this category, it's referring to the aspects of the world that are contrary to God, contrary to Christianity. That would be the hedonistic, the secular, the materialistic aspect of the world. It's referring to the world without God. And the world, it said, will hate you as followers of Christ. But realize that it hated me first. We think of even after the Lord's birth, King Herod wanted to destroy Christ. It did not take long before Christ was hated. Right after his birth, Herod sent death squads to Bethlehem to try to destroy the child. He was even willing to kill every child under 2 years of age. So even from the beginning, from his infancy, the Lord was hated by certain elements, certain evil people, certain aspects of the world that could not accept him. And then you think as the Lord grew and began his public ministry, many people turned against him. The religious leaders of his day, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sanhedrin, gave the Lord a very difficult time during his 3 years of public preaching. They would attack him and try to trap him and set up scenarios to try to trick him up, to get him arrested. And eventually, he was arrested. And think of how the Lord was treated. Think of the scourging at the pillar, or the crowning of thorns, or the carrying of the cross, or even the crucifixion. And you see how many people would blaspheme the Lord, and how they gave him such persecution. What does the Lord say? As the world hated me, so it will hate you. Then he goes on to say, if you belong to the world would love you as its own. But we as Christians do not belong to the world. They say that with the Catholic Church, there's always four marks of the church. The church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. But some of the spiritual writers have said there's actually a fifth mark of the church: persecution. So the church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic, but it'll always be persecuted. So think of the 2,000-year history of the church. Right after the Lord ascended, the church began to grow, and then you had the persecution in Rome under Nero, where Nero would burn Christians in his backyard. He would tar them and set them aflame like living torches in his own backyard as he had his parties. So the church was persecuted from the beginning. And another wave of persecution really occurred for the first 300 years under many of the pagan Roman emperors, Decius in the year 250, Diocletian from about 280 to 300. Some of the hundreds of thousands of Christians were put to death and persecuted. It wasn't until Constantine made Christianity legal that sort of the overt persecution ceased. But then, in the last centuries, the last 2,000 years, the persecution of the church has never stopped. If you read history and read what happened throughout the centuries with all the different challenges the church has had, there's never been a time where the church has not been persecuted every century. And then in our recent times of the last 100 years or so, you think of the persecution of the church under communism or under the Nazis or under other political regimes. You see that the church has always been persecuted. And you see this today, of course, if the church is trying to uphold the sanctity of marriage between man and woman, it is persecuted. If the church upholds the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception, being thoroughly pro-life, the church is persecuted. If the church says homosexual activity is sinful, which is what the Bible says, the church is persecuted. So you take any topic in modern society, and if the church is being faithful to Christ and teaching the authentic truths of the faith, the church will be persecuted just as Jesus was. And so the Lord's prediction has come true. As they treated me, so will they treat you.